is Buddhism, given by Venerable Master Jin Gong. A talk given at the opening ceremony of the Dallas Buddhist Association, October 1993. Quote, "It is extremely rare to obtain human life, and much rarer still to encounter, understand, and learn from the Buddha's teachings." End quote. How fortunate we are to enjoy a happy life. How lucky we are to hear the great teachings. The most precious of all is to have encountered the direct, complete, and wondrous teachings of the Pure Land School. The peace and happiness which has fulfilled my life all sprang forth from practicing the Pure Land teachings. Ever since I, Jin Kong, began studying the Buddha's teachings, not a single day has passed in which I have forgotten the kindness shown to me by my teachers. The only way to express my sincere gratitude is to fully dedicate my time and energy into sharing the teachings with society. As I enter old age, I feel an urgent need to carry out my primary responsibility of promoting and cultivating solely the Pure Land teachings. Today, I would like to share with everyone the peace and happiness which I have gained through the teachings in this short introductory speech. The six passages that follow are a compilation of the main points from the entire Buddhist treasury. Number one, Buddhism is the most profound and wholesome education directed by the Buddha towards all people. Number two, the content in Shakyamuni Buddha's 49 years of teaching describes the true face of life and the universe. Life refers to oneself. Universe refers to our living environment. The teachings directly relate to our own lives and surroundings. Number three, those who possess a complete and proper understanding of life and the universe are called Buddhas or Bodhisattvas. Those who lack the understanding are called ordinary people. Number four, cultivation is changing the way we think, speak, and act toward people and matters, from an erroneous way to a proper way. Number five, the guideline for cultivation is understanding, proper views, and purity. True understanding is without delusion. Proper views are without deviation. And purity is without pollution. This can be achieved by practicing the three learnings of self-discipline, concentration, and wisdom. Number six, the foundation of cultivation and study are the three basic conditions. When interacting with people, accord with the six harmonies. And when dealing with society, practice the six principles. Follow the lessons taught by universal worthy bodhisattva and dedicate one's mind to everlasting purity and brightness. These complete the purpose of the Buddha's teachings. The Infinite Life Sutra tells us, quote, "Wherever the Buddha's teachings have been received, either in cities or in countrysides, people would gain inconceivable benefits. The land and people would be enveloped in peace. The sun and the moon would shine clear and bright, with the wind and rain appearing accordingly, with no disasters. Nations would be prosperous and without any need for soldiers and weapons. People would abide by morality and accord with laws. They would be courteous, humble, and content. There would be no injustices, thefts, or violence, with the strong not dominating the weak, and everyone settled at their proper place in society. End quote. This passage of the sutra clearly reveals the true benefits of Buddha's teachings. Mr. Guangxi Mei, one of the most famous Buddhist scholars in China, stated, "If we wish to propagate the Buddha's teachings at this time and age, it is necessary to promote the Pure Land. To do this, we must promote the Infinite Life Sutra. If people would study and put the teachings of this sutra into practice, they will come to understand the reality of cause and effect. The purity of their minds would naturally bring about the health of their bodies, and their environment would be free from pollution. Hence, this period of corruption would surely be overturned, and peace will follow." Today's world is filled with extreme confusion, and everyone wishes to restore order. To prevent the upcoming disasters, we must diligently and tirelessly persuade people to have a kind heart, perform kind deeds, speak kind words, to overall be a decent person. We plan to achieve these goals through understanding the spirit behind different types of teachings. Members of the Pure Land Learning Center should without doubt follow the teachings of purity, equality, and understanding, and be determined to reach the Pure Land. I hope this new facility will be dedicated to the exclusive study and practice of the Pure Land teachings in this great land of America. We should follow the footsteps of Great Master Ying Guang and truly bring our ideals to life. We should often provide discussions and hold sessions where Buddha name recitation would be practiced. Buddha recitation is the most effective way to purify our mind. In this manner, we would be cultivating according to what we learn. The Buddha's education is not an escape from worldly problems. Instead, dedicated students of the teaching undertake the basic responsibilities of restoring order to the world, overcoming the problems in society, helping the distressed. Through inner peace, we can attain world peace. Only by seeing through the same eyes of understanding is it possible for us to be truly diligent in our cultivation and in spreading the Buddha's teachings. We reach toward a happy family, a stable society, a respected nation, and a harmonious world without suffering. I hope the everlasting light of the Buddha's teachings will penetrate to all corners of the world as soon as possible. Buddhism is an education, not a religion. According to Webster's Dictionary, the definition of religion is as follows, quote, "an organized system of beliefs, rites, and celebrations centered on a supernatural being power, belief pursued with devotion, End quote. Buddhism is not a religion because, first, the Buddha is not a supernatural being power. The Buddha is simply a person who has reached complete understanding of the reality of life and the universe. Life refers to ourselves, and universe refers to our living environment. The Buddha taught that all beings possess the same ability within to reach complete understanding of themselves and their environment, and to free themselves from all sufferings to attain utmost happiness. All beings can become Buddhas, and all beings and the Buddha are equal by nature. The Buddha is not a god, but a teacher, who teaches us the way to restore wisdom and understanding by conquering the greed, hatred, and ignorance which blind us at the present moment. The word Buddha is a Sanskrit word meaning wisdom, awareness, understanding. We call the founder of Buddhism Shakyamuni Buddha because he has attained complete understanding and wisdom of life and the universe. Buddhism is his education to us. It is his teaching which shines the way to Buddhahood. Second, Buddhism is not a religion because belief in the Buddha's teachings is not blind belief, blind faith, and far from superstition. Shakyamuni Buddha taught us not to blindly believe what he tells us. He wants us to try the teachings and prove them for ourselves. The Buddha wants us to know, not merely believe. The Buddha's teachings flow from his own experience of the way to understand the true face of life and the universe, and to show us a path of our own to taste the truth for ourselves. This is much like a good friend telling us of his trip to Europe, the sights he has seen, and the way to go there and see for ourselves. The Buddha uses a perfectly scientific way of showing us reality in its true form. Third, Buddhism is not a religion because all the rites and celebrations are not centered on a supernatural being, but rather the people attending the assemblies. The ceremonies and celebrations in Buddhism all serve an educational purpose, a reminder of the Buddha's teachings and encouragement to all students who practice them. For example, the 1,000 Buddhas repentance ceremony practiced during Chinese New Year is to help the participants cultivate a humble heart and respect for others. The point of all ceremonies is to help others awaken from delusion and return to wisdom and understanding. Finally, Buddhism is not a religion because the devotion used in Buddhism is not one based on emotion, but one based on reason. Students of the Buddha are dedicated to their practice of maintaining purity of mind because this practice brings true happiness. We are dedicated to helping others and society attain complete understanding and wisdom. Only through complete understanding and wisdom can we realize our true selves and living environment. The Buddha's education is truly not a religion, but an education, teaching us the way to break through ignorance and arrive at a perfect understanding of ourselves and everything around us. Our goal is true happiness. An introduction to the teachings practiced at the Pure Land Learning Center. Pure Land Learning Centers were proposed for the first time after World War II, when the respected Mr. Lian Zhuxia began promoting the exclusive study and cultivation of the Pure Land School. Teacher Jin Kong, with over 30 years of experience from propagating the teachings, deeply understands the Pure Land School as the foremost method for helping living beings. In recent years, he has been tirelessly spreading the teachings in Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, Canada, and the United States. The teacher is also one of the leading distributors of the Buddha's teachings, with over 3 million texts regarding practice of the Pure Land School. In the sincere hope of bringing the benefit of this wisdom to the world. The famous Buddhist scholar Mr. Guang Shimei once said, quote, "If we can receive and uphold the Pure Land teachings, not only would we eradicate future sufferings, but we could attain peace of mind now." People who do not sincerely cultivate pure conduct would never be able to understand or experience the happiness hidden behind the practice of this wondrous method. Likewise, those who do not enter the sea of teachings would never realize the depth of the Pure Land. If we wish to spread the Buddha's teachings at this time and age, it is most necessary to bring forth the Pure Land teachings." End quote. I respectfully hope advisors from Pure Land learning centers all over the world would widely promote the proper education, explain the reasons behind cause and effect, praise the unsurpassed Pure Land teachings, and persuade all people to recite Amitabha's name and set their hearts on reaching the Pure Land. The fellow members of these centers should cultivate according to the 5 texts of the Pure Land. They are 1. The Infinite Life Sutra, 2. A Principal Explanation of the Amitabha Sutra, 3. The Chapter of Universal Worthy Bodhisattva's Conduct and Vows, 4. The Visualization Sutra, and 5. The Chapter on the Foremost Attainment of Great Strength Bodhisattva through Buddha Recitation. These are all essential materials for our cultivation. Only if we have additional time and energy left from studying these texts may we seek further references in support of the Pure Land. We stress the importance of practicing what we teach, and through sincere practice, we will carry out our vows. There are 5 courses which we must practice diligently every day. First are the 3 lessons. These include being filial to one's parents, being respectful and considerate towards elders and teachers, being compassionate and refraining from killing, and cultivating the 10 kind deeds. We should develop true understanding, establish proper views, and purify our minds. We should also observe self-discipline by refraining from wrongdoing while practicing all kindnesses. We should give rise to a mind in constant and complete understanding, and sincerely believe in the truth that if we can recite the Buddha's name as our cause, then attaining Buddhahood will be our result. Finally, we should study the teachings and do our best in encouraging others to walk the same path. The 6 harmonies make up the 2nd course. We must learn to see things from a common viewpoint. Only in this way can we share the same understanding. To preserve a harmonious assembly, we must abide by the same rules while living together. We should never argue among ourselves and always share the same benefits. The third course relates to the three learnings of self-discipline, concentration, and wisdom. The fourth course is the six principles. We should abide by these when dealing with others. They include giving, observance of rules, endurance, diligence, concentration, and wisdom. The final course is Universal Worthy Bodhisattva's 10 Great Vows. First is to respect all people and treat everything with care. Second is to praise all the virtues and kind practices of others. Third is to practice giving respectfully. Fourth is to repent and reform all the faults which obstruct us from seeing our true nature. Fifth is to rejoice in the virtuous deeds of others and not harbor jealousy. Sixth is to request for those with true practice to widely deliver the teachings. Seventh is to ask for the teachers to remain by our side in guidance. Eighth is to forever hold the Buddha's teachings in our hearts. Ninth is to put down our egos in accord with the wishes of the people around us. Tenth is to dedicate the peace and happiness gained from practicing the above deeds to all living beings. We should be mindful of Amitabha Buddha every minute of the day, reciting with full awareness, without the slightest doubt or interruption. We must never attempt to practice other teachings aside from the one we have chosen. For if we divert our time and energy to another subject, we would never amount to anything. This is just like trying to reach the second floor of a building by climbing the stairs and taking the elevator at the same time. Definitely a useless attempt. It is our sincere hope the people of the world will recognize that the cause of their problems originates from their polluted minds, and that they must cleanse it of delusion and change their immoral ways. If we really want their future deeds to be filled with kindness and love, and their lives to be void of suffering, we must stress the importance of accepting the lessons given in the Infinite Life Sutra. Quote, wherever the Buddha's teachings have been received, either in cities or in countrysides, people would gain inconceivable benefits. The land and the people would be enveloped in peace. The sun and moon will shine clear and bright, with the wind and rain appearing accordingly, with no disasters. Nations would be prosperous, without any need for soldiers or weapons. People would abide by morality and accord with laws. They would be courteous, humble, and content. There would be no injustices, thefts, or violence, with the strong not dominating the weak, and everyone settled at their proper place in society. End quote. If everyone would read and follow the teachings of this sutra, then it is certain that they will give rise to wisdom, clear away faults of the past, live a long, healthy life, and enjoy constant happiness. Furthermore, if this sutra could be widely distributed and accepted, then society would turn towards benevolence. This sutra is the key to solving all our problems and establishing peace in the world. The advice of elder teachers, Mr. Lian Zhu Xia and Mr. Nian Su Huang, have deeply touched us, and we are determined to comply with their teachings. We encourage all those who share a common viewpoint with us to spread the teachings in their individual areas. We have also requested for the everlasting guidance of Venerable Master Jin Gong to lead us in the cultivation of pure conduct and in the study of the Infinite Life Sutra. With these, we would be able to repay the various forms of kindness shown to us by our country and the people around us. We would also have the ability to help all distressed beings out of their sufferings. This is truly a rare and precious opportunity, and one that is only met with once in an uncountable number of lifetimes. How could we lose this rare opportunity? Fellow cultivators, we must encourage each other and together take hold of this lifetime as the only chance to prepare ourselves for the return to the pure land within our hearts. Respectfully, Han Ying, Huazhan Buddhist Library, January 1993. The Teachings of Venerable Master Jin Gong. Buddhism is an education, not a religion. We do not worship the Buddha, we respect him as a teacher. His teachings enable us to leave suffering and attain happiness. What does Buddha mean? Buddha means enlightenment, understanding. Complete understanding is when one realizes the truth about life and the universe. It is when one is apart from all delusions. Cultivation is practiced in our everyday life. We should not see it as something unusual. It is simply changing ourselves for the better. To keep our mind pure and at peace is like keeping a pond clean and undisturbed. When the water is clear and still, it can reflect the sky, sun, and trees just as they are without distortion. Our mind is the same. When we are polluted by greed, hatred, ignorance, and disturbed by discriminations and attachments, we distort our picture of reality and fail to see things as they are. Wrong perceptions of reality can prevent us from enjoying a clear and happy life. Learn to turn the light around, reflect upon yourself, and smooth your mind pond until it is still. Everything outside of ourselves is equal in themselves. The garbage does not feel it is unclean, and the flower does not know it is fragrant. There is no such thing as discrimination. We must let our mind be at peace without attachments. This is true happiness. There is a lot of music in our society now which promotes violence, greed, hatred. To maintain a peaceful mind, we should refrain from listening to these the best we can.